And as we talked about with Jesse Smithy, who joined us last hour, today was the Knoxville Football Officials Association Media Day for high school football. And, Jimmy, it was something to see so many coaches and players on hand at Three Ridges Golf Course, which they do such a great job of just managing the event. It's a full morning, and then, of course, there's some golf to follow, but it was a fun morning to be out there, and as Jesse was talking about, just have the conversation be much more about football than what ifs.
Yeah, exactly. And they had a tremendous lineup, coaches from all over Knox County and the surrounding area that were there. I guess as far away as Granger County, Lenoir mm-hmm. City. So it was great to have that kind of a turnout. And I know you had a chance to catch up with a number of coaches.
That's right. And so while there were a couple of what-if questions that filtered into our conversation, one of the coaches I caught up with this morning is Powell's Matt Lowe.
Take me through what this year has been like, trying to keep tabs with your players as they finished school away from school and how they've handled such a unique situation.
You know, and I think they've all, you know, in one way or another, have processed everything that's happened a little bit differently. You know, our message has continued to be as clear as we can to them. Guys, we're here for you. We love you. Let us know what we can do to help support you. You know, there was the couple of months there where, you know, nobody could really leave the house. There wasn't a lot of communication. We did what we could to text and every now and then do some Zoom meetings and calls just to try and communicate and see their faces so they could see us. And then obviously once June got here, we were at least able to get them back on campus. And you know, that was huge. You know, everybody talks about the lifting weights and the running. For so many of these kids, for us as coaches, that didn't have anything to do with it. Let's just be back around our boys. You know, let's be there for them. Let's let them know that we love them and we care about them. And you know, that we're here. You know, a lot of these kids experience different things, whether it's at the house or whether it's what they're seeing and what's coming into their life through social media, through TV. You know, they're seeing so many negatives, it certainly seemed, and confusing things right now. They didn't have answers. And, you know, not that we have answers, but at least we know, at least we could tell them, hey, guys, we're confused with you. You know, this isn't a you situation. This isn't a, you know, something that you at 15 or 16 don't understand. We don't understand it either. So we're all in this thing together. We're here for you. If you get frustrated or confused or, you know, we're here with you to go down this road. And so I think that's a lot of the message as you kind of came through it there early on. And yeah, you're trying to get them a little bit stronger and a little bit faster and all those things. But more important than anything, you just want to be that consistency for them. And so many of these kids, the great thing football provided for me when I was that age that provides for these young men is the structure, it's the discipline, it's those things where they know there's a band of guys, there's a group of guys, coaches and players that they can count on a daily basis.
Is there one plan right now that's being considered by the TSSAA that you're most in favor of?
Yeah, I think anything that includes playoffs, I think is good. You know, I like the, you know, there's a lot of different options out there. And so, you know, you always want to have something that you're working toward. You know, I think right now we'd take any plan. I think right now just tell us, you know, give us a season and we're going to be happy and excited. You know, but we're all competitive people. We all want to, you know, play in the single elimination tournament at the end of it. You know, that's just who we are. It's who we are as coaches. It's who we are as Americans for the most part. We always want the trophy. And so, you know, at the same time, I think anything that has a playoff at the end of it, everybody will be happy with. I think anything that has games that can highlight some of these young men, everybody's going to be okay with.
It was one heck of a playoff last year. What did you think of that final four that was left on the Knoxville side of the bracket? I mean, whoever came out of that was going to come back with a gold trophy, don't you think?
It was. You know, there was a lot of 5A talent in Knox County last year. I mean, you know, Knox County Public Schools, you know, could have had their own tournament, and it would have been one well of a tournament, that's for sure. But, you know, congratulations to Central. They were the one to survive. They were the one that was experienced. They found a way to navigate through it. And, you know, and that's a huge testament to Coach Rosser and his entire staff of having those kids ready to play at the right times. And so, you know, I think all of us, whether it's, you know, us and West or even South Door, we learned from that experience and you know, we've got to be able to move forward. Don't know that every team's going to be the exact same or be as talented this year, but I don't think anyone will question that there's a lot of 5A talent in Knox County.
You had such an incredible regular season last year, and well, just an incredible season, we'll just say that. How do you bring and carry that momentum from last year to pick it up where you left off this year?
Well, and I think a lot of it's just that mindset. You know, I asked somebody the other day, you know, what are you kind of expecting? And you know, they said, well, we're expecting more. And, you know, we talked to some of these kids, and you know, I don't think anybody in the PAL community or anybody certainly within our organization was satisfied with last year. And I think it says a lot about these young men that a 12-1 season, you know, is a disappointment. And I think that's a very positive mindset for these young men to have, that you know, the expectations are so much different than maybe they have been in the past, but from what each of these kids want to see. And so, you know, I think that certainly, you know, has them working at a different level. I certainly think that last game left a bitter taste in their mouth, and they can't wait to get back on the field and get out there and try to recreate some of that magic.
What will be the biggest challenge in replacing what you lost from last year with your senior class?
Well, I think it's tough not to start with Walker Trusley. I mean, anytime you've got a 3-year starter there at quarterback, you know, the stat-wise, the most prolific, you know, quarterback in Powell High School history. And so, you know, we wish all of those guys luck. I think there's 6 of them that will continue to play college football and, you know, off of last year's roster. And they were a very talented group. But the good thing is you've got a bunch of talent returning as well. And some of it's young, some of it's more experienced than others. But, you know, talent's always a great place to start. And the fact that they're out there competing with each other every single day, whether it's running sprints or doing squats, these guys love to get after each other. And so anytime you've got that competitive nature that's going on in practice, you know that's going to carry over to Fridays.
What are you most excited about for the Panthers this season?
To get back on the field, to play football. You know, I just can't wait for these young men. I mean, there's nothing like Friday nights. There's nothing like the emotion or the feeling that you get when you run out there. You know, I say it over and over, but Friday football, high school football, is so much bigger than a scoreboard, than a coach, than any team. It's a community event. And for these young men that have grown up in that community, for these young men that have had the opportunity to run through that tunnel and run out there on a Friday night when there's 4,000 or 5,000 people in the stands and it's packed, you want them to have that experience. You want them to be able to tell that story somewhere down the road. So much of high school football is about a positive experience that they're going to have, that they're going to carry with them the rest of their life. And so for me, you know, as far as my expectations for this year, I want to get to that first Friday so they can have that opportunity.
If you would, just tell me about the 2 young men you brought with you today.
Oh, okay. You know, couldn't be more proud of these 2 young men. Jordan Brown has certainly, you know, he's played a lot of football for us. He's been a starter since he was a sophomore as a linebacker. Last year, he not only started at linebacker, but certainly had some meaningful reps as a running back as well. We're expecting him to have a real big year. You know, he kind of defines what this offseason's been like as far as a kid who's kind of taking it on himself to get himself mentally and physically ready for whatever happens during his senior campaign. And I'll say the same thing about Bryson Hodges. You know, obviously physically gifted with some major tools at 6'5 and 260, and so, you know, but he's also one of the best academic kids we have on the team at a 4.28 GPA. You know, just a tireless worker. And, you know, he certainly continued to develop his body as he's gone through his 4 years. Started quite a few games last year, and we're excited for him this year that he's certainly going to man that left tackle position, and you know, we think he's going to do a great job.
Well, Coach, here's hoping everybody stays safe and sound and that the season gets on track. But thank you so much. Good luck to Powell this year.
You got it. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
And so that is Matt Lowe, head coach of the Powell Panthers. And, Jimmy, that was just an incredible quarterfinal round on the Knoxville side of the bracket last year to see those 4 teams. Such a shame that some of those meetings took place in the quarterfinals and state semifinals, because those were championship knockdown matchups.
Yeah, and to hear Matt Lowe talk about that, what a great tournament, what a great state tournament would have been just to put those East Tennessee teams together and roll them out there. But Matt's done a tremendous job at Powell, and he was there, left, came back, and has got it going again. So got to give him a lot of credit for what he's done with Powell.
Yeah, and speaking of that quartet, they wound up 1-1 against their region rivals. So you had Powell, which won the regular season. West got the rematch. And then you had South Doyle get the regular season. Central got the rematch. And so just fantastic football out of that quartet of schools, just to highlight how much great football there is in this part of the state. Mm-hmm. But really enjoyed the opportunity to catch up with him.